This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Former Republican Colorado Governor Bill Owens is a board chairman for a Russian bank facing sanctions in the U.S. Owens serves on the board for Credit Bank of Moscow, one of Russia's largest banks. He told the Colorado Sun that he was against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Owens also said he would resign once any sanctions went into effect. A church in Denver's Sunnyside neighborhood is becoming a hub for Ukrainians. CPR's Paolo Shalsada explains.
Transfiguration of Our Lord Ukrainian Catholic Church is the only place in Denver you can find Ukrainian language services. And according to longtime parishioners, the pews have been full in recent weeks. Teres Overchuk, who moved to Colorado a decade ago, says he's not religious, but chose to attend Sunday service when the invasion began.
It's like a place where I can meet Ukrainians and we can try to understand what to do next.
Ukrainians in Colorado have been organizing large rallies and pressing U.S. lawmakers to do more for their homeland. But for some, it feels like praying is all they can do. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Faster federal funding will speed up work at the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in Pueblo, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
$4.7 million from the federal infrastructure bill targets the site of the former smelter. This will allow the Environmental Protection Agency to resume soil sampling and testing there this year instead of in 2024. This phase of the project determines what contaminants are on site and how they're affecting the environment. The process is likely to take several years, and a decision as to what to do at the site is expected in 2027. Meantime, work to clean up toxins and soils at nearby homes is likely to wind down later this year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.